Hey, y'all, welcome back to Amazing Adventures with David and Nicole. I'm your host, Josh, and this episode is going to be almost as long as the trip was. We are going to Salt Lake City, where we spent a very quick 24 hours, and I'll be a hindrance no longer. David, take it away.
Well, this will not be a 24-hour talk. It might not be 24 minutes. A little bit about Salt Lake City. Southwest flies there, so that's, you know, one thing that's significant for us. It's the capital of Utah,
and it's got a very large Mormon population,
right?
So there was a Zion curtain,
right? The airport, just like Montana, is very Western themed. There's a very log cabinish feel to it. We went last summer, in June, and we went there as a diversion on our way home from Denver. From a previous episode, we talked about going to see, a bucket list item for me, Red Rocks Amphitheater, where we saw Michael Franti. We saw Franti on Friday night, and initially we're going to stay the weekend and explore Denver, which we've talked about on two pods now, but why we went. So we've talked previously in other podcasts about our favorite singer, Matt Nathanson, who sings our song. And we have decided a while ago that one thing we would like to do, if at all possible, is, you know, we'd like to hit every state. And we started using concerts, including especially Matt Nathanson, as a opportunity to go someplace we might not otherwise go. And we found out that Matt Nathanson was performing in Salt Lake City on Saturday night, the night after the Franti concert. So we got up in Denver on Saturday.
And when he suggested that we go to Salt Lake City the day after the concert in Red Rocks, go directly to Salt Lake from Denver, I told him he's crazy. We couldn't do that. We can go to Salt Lake City for 24 hours for one concert.
And then she took out her computer and started doing the research.
No, after he booked the flights.
That one was an easy one for me, to be honest with you, though, because Denver to Salt Lake City, there was direct flight. So that part got done. And
what we did not know is that when you get to Salt Lake City airport, there are actually signs that talk about, like, we're trying to help you get exercise. It's a long walk from where you get off the plane to get out of that airport. It is, like, if you have any problems with walking, go ahead and ask for the wheelchair, because it's a long, long walk. It was amazing.
It was, they said they're under construction to try to make it a more pleasant experience in the future.
With, like, the moving walkways and stuff.
A giant moving walkway.
It's...
Or some trams.
They're
going to
set a, they'll set a Guinness World Record with the world's largest moving walkway.
They definitely took advantage of the space they have there to build that airport. So that's why we went. We went to go see a Matt Nathanson concert. Now, interestingly, we got to Salt Lake City that weekend, and it was apparently, unbeknownst to us, it was Pride weekend. Now, we kind of had an idea about this, you know, being near Austin and very liberal and very supportive, a city very supportive of that, the LGBTQ community. But it didn't really dawn on us that it might be the same in other places. But it was.
And we really didn't expect it in a community that we knew was very Mormon. And yeah, I had no idea, but yeah, it's apparently a very large, very friendly to the LGBTQ community, which is great. But we were kind of surprised by it. It meant it was very crowded in Salt Lake City.
It was massively crowded in Salt Lake City. I can't even.
And it's a small, it's not a big city.
Yeah, it's very, but there small. Was a downtown, I think it was their city hall with a huge, huge grounds around city hall that had been turned into the Pride Festival, and it was just gigantic. And it just takes you by surprise, given their reputation, you know, their Mormon reputation. Now, crazy story comes up first because, so we woke up that morning very early to go to a British pub we saw on our way into town to watch the Champions League final. Was it the Champions League or was it the Premier League? I think it was actually the Premier League final at a British pub. And the Premier League is the English Premier League, which is England's top soccer league. And the final was in the morning. And so we got up to watch it. Nicole actually slept in a little late and then walked over and met me a little later to watch it. We went back to the hotel. We took a nap. Then we checked out. That's how early we got up. We were able to go back, take a nap, and check out. Went to the airport and flew to Salt Lake City. We got in around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We took an Uber or a Lyft to our hotel. And Nicole had the reservation because it was in her her family of hotels, Marriott, right?
Yes.
And so as she was checking us in, I went and did the, you know, nice, friendly, smart thing. And I went to the hotel bar to get us a couple of drinks. We didn't exactly have a ton of time. We had enough time, but I got us a couple drinks. And when the bartender asked me, well, are you going to be drinking them here in the bar? Or are you taking them to your room? I said, we're going to take them to the room. He goes, well, let me put some lids on that. Because you're not allowed to walk through a hotel lobby with an open container. You can drink in the hotel bar, you can drink in your room, but you can't even have an open container in your hand walking through the lobby. So, I mean, it was...
And I read that a lot of the old alcohol laws had gotten overturned, but there's still some weird ones that are still there, which we found to be... funny. I mean, it was a fun experience to see these different things. Like, we went to some breweries and some bars. And, you know, normally if there aren't enough seats, you know, David will just stand behind me if we can find one spot. And I'll sit and he'll stand behind me. Well, in Utah, in Salt Lake City, you can't stand with a drink. You're not allowed.
With an over container,
you have to be sitting if you're drinking alcohol. And then if you go to the bar to get a drink while you're waiting on your table, once your table is ready, you can't walk with your drink. The bartender has to take your drink and walk around the bar and take it over to your table. You're not allowed to walk with your, because, you know, I guess we can't be responsible walking and drinking at the same time.
Well, and it's funny too, because the same city that has those really archaic kind of alcohol-related rules is being extremely open and hospitable to, Pride Festival. It was just such a dichotomy. So the first place we went to was a brewery. Then they had a lot of breweries, so we decided to do our own brewery tour before heading to the concert venue. And we went to a place called Squatter's Craft Beer, where there we discovered that if you have a beer and you want to, like, say, a shot and a beer, you cannot have a shot and a beer at the same time. The waitress or waiter will come and take your beer and put it aside and give you your shot until you finish the shot. Then you can have your beer back. But you can't have two drinks for one person at the bar.
In front of you, yeah.
Yeah. So after Squatters, we went to a place called Red Rock Brewing. And that was where we learned the rules about no standing at the bar. And
so that would probably, sorry, I'm thinking about the last rule you just said. You would probably also not be able to, like, let me order a round of shots and then you pass them out to people.
Oh, no.
Right,
no.
Like, they literally have to pour it in front of each person.
And they have to make sure that person doesn't have another drink.
That's really, really
interesting. They have to take their other drink away first while they're doing the shot. And doubles are illegal. You cannot order a double. You can't have one. And then you also cannot have, you know, a mixed drink with a shot. But unless it's a different alcohol. So, like, you can have a drink with two different alcohols in it, but not two shots of the same alcohol.
Right. Like a Mexican martini or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I wonder if Long Island iced teas are good.
That's four different alcohols.
That band in Utah. Right. Get your Long Island iced tea.
Right.
So the second place we went to was a brewery called Red Rock Brewing, and they had, I took a picture of, they had a bunch of beers. Wait, there's another thing that we forgot, which is
beers on
some beers.
So you can't have a beer on tap that is over 5% alcohol.
ABV.
So you can have it in a can that is, if it's over 5%, but you cannot have it a tap beer over 5%. So if it was, they would have some. So at this brewery, they had some beers that were over, I mean, because like stouts.
Yeah.
But they would come in a can, and then they would take the can, they would open the can and pour it in your cup, your glass.
Right.
Like they would have from the tap.
And
so, you know, nonsensical. So it's funny.
They had two of their beers, they had both were double IPAs, and one of them is actually 9%. And I don't like IPAs, much less a double IPA, or I really would have bought this beer and kept the can. It's called the. Beer is spelled F-U-K-I-P-H-I-N-O, pronounced fuck if I know. And then there's another one that is with a, it's got an elephant logo, and it's Elif I Know. So Salt Lake City has...
It was an entertaining trip. I wouldn't go back, but it was fun. I'm glad we did it.
So let me ask you that. So you said you wouldn't go back. However, have you researched, is there more to do in Salt Lake City than what you experienced? Because this was such a short trip for a specific reason.
Right. It would be a great trip for people that like to do a lot of outdoorsy stuff. Of course, you know, it's popular ski place, and then lots of hiking and, you know, camping and, you know, all the kinds of things that, you know, we our camping is... staying in a low budget hotel. That's as camping as we get. So yes, there's a lot of things to do if you're into the outdoors, but there's not a lot to do if that's not your thing. The bars, the breweries were really great. The bars we went to, I don't know if it was because it was so crowded, but they just had a very kind of sketchy feel to them. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, Junior's has been around forever. Junior's Tavern since 1974.
Yeah, they're just they were divey, but not in a good divey way.
Right, and then some of the clubs were definitely catering to, strongly catering to the folks that were there for the Pride Festival, and to the extent where it almost made you feel unwelcome. It was just, there was just a lot about, yeah, there was just a lot about Salt Lake City that was odd. So what did we do? So we went to our concert, then we did a little bit of bar hopping after the concert, and we got up early on Sunday and came home. We didn't stay. We didn't explore. It was a short little trip.
Nothing we felt like that we missed that we would have to go back for us.
Right. And it's important to note, right, Salt Lake City is where you would fly into to go to Park Cities. And Park Cities is one of the hot skiing hotspots in the U.S., of course. And so, you know, we're not snow people. We're not skiers. There are folks who love to go there because they love to go skiing. It's not for us, so we can't speak to it. It's probably easy enough to get around. But we are good with our Salt Lake City experience. And, you know, and the other thing is, right, what do? We got it done in June. Mm-hmm. So... there was no snow, thankfully. That's about all I have to say about Salt Lake City. Yeah.
So I will agree. I'm going to tag one thing onto what Nicole said. Not specific to Salt Lake City, but to Utah. there are some great national parks.
Yeah.
I've been to Arches, to Zion, and to Bryce Canyon myself. All three were incredible. And Arches National Park is probably the most well-known. It's where you get the big rock formations that everybody's familiar with when they think of Utah.
Yeah.
So if you do like the outdoors, like she said, it's a great place to go.
And I would recommend it for people who don't like the outdoors. Go one time just to, you know, go with a sense of humor, just to experience the funny rules. Rules, you know, that, you know, you don't have here in Texas with our to-go beers.
All right. I think that about wraps it up, and we'll talk to you guys next time.